If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking real estate in particular today, but we'll take any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. My wife, John, my wife can verify this. I've never seen a lot for sale that I didn't fall in love with. And in my real estate world, if it's got a toilet flapper, a light bulb, or an air filter, I don't buy it.
you're looking for you're an artist.
You know what?
You need a blank canvas.
I went and visited some people down near the Sierra Bonita Ranch, 30 miles north of Wilcox. And I bought 47 pieces of property just in that 30 miles. I mean, when I see a for sale sign out on a beautiful piece of property, it's all I can do not to call. I'm a property guy. Yeah. I like just.
You're a dreamer. You know?
I do.
You've got a lot of dreams running around.
I do. But yeah. Boy, if it takes an air filter or a light bulb or a toilet, I don't buy it. I'm not a landlord. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the special offers that you kind of created.
We're talking about getting your home ready for sale. The primary thing you need to do is find out how much the thing's worth. You know, and so we've got a website set up, free online home evaluation. There's no cost to that. Just go to rosiehomevalue.com. That's rosiehomevalue.com. You enter in your information. We'll get right back with you with a good target range for what your home would sell for. And then, of course, if you want some tips on how to get your home ready for sale and maybe even to avoid any inspection trouble you're going to have down the road when people start doing those home inspections, we've got a website set up for that, rosieinspectiontips.com. That's rosieinspectiontips.com. And we've got a bunch of inspection tips on there, things to help you pass your home inspection when that time comes.
Fantastic. So you're not surprised with a bunch of discoveries.
And you can also just call me at 480-329-4995. Happy to chat with you if you have some specific questions.
There you go. Romy, we've got some callers that have been waiting to get online. Let's bring them in.
Ted, Phoenix, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I was taking care of a lawn. It's near St. Joe's. It's near Phoenix College in that area. And the man that was lost it in a foreclosure, and it sold, according to the newspaper, for $90,000. And three women bought it. Then about 4 months later, after renovations, it was bought by a man and his wife for $330,000. And what I'm calling to say is location is very important because they were tired of driving 25 miles from North Scottsdale. They both work at St. Joe's.
Yeah.
This house was built in 1947. And I'm just calling to say that these house flippers, it was three women, and they're making more money than the realtors.
I know.
Well,
it's true.
You're blushing.
I tell you what, man. But at the end of the day, we're underpaid. That's what this is. That's what it boils down to. No, you're right. I mean, absolutely. There's potential. If you'll put in the work, and especially if you do a nice job, you get a woman's touch design-wise. You know, Chrissy does a lot of design work for very, very nice flips. And absolutely, you create a product people are going to want, and you can certainly capitalize on that.
Now, it's kind of like buying gold. You know, gold at $300, $400, $500, $600 an ounce was a good buy. It got up to $1,200 an ounce. When it got to $800 an ounce, every celebrity on the planet was telling you to buy gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we're in a flip market right now.
No, I flipped for years, and like professionally, we did a lot, and slowed down a ton a couple of years ago. There are a few professional flippers, guys who do a ton. They do many a year, and they've got efficiencies, and they do pretty well.
Don't they have someone camped out at the courthouse stairs?
Yeah, there's a lot to it. It's a complicated thing, and I've really pulled back from it. We don't do a whole lot anymore, and it's because it's tough out there. It's a tough place to make money right now.
When your appraisal values are down 50 to 60%, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
To buy and flip,
right.
And it's just carpet and paint, and boom, you put it back on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this kind of a flip profit isn't unusual at all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's also not unusual to lose that profit pretty quick on your next house, too. You know? So
that's very true.
A lot of people saw that, what this last caller, and got into house flipping, and you know, one, two, the third, fourth came around, and it went from, what did you say, 191 down to 107?
Yeah.
All that just went.
Yep, absolutely. Bye-bye. It's an easy way to lose money. And I was, in fact, I was on the phone with some good friends the other day talking about buying a flip. And yeah, some people can do it. And if you've got some expertise there, certainly there's money to be made. But it is not easy.
Okay.
Now, we were talking about getting a home ready for sale. Denny's got one on the market for 6 months and hasn't got an offer. So maybe we can get a little help on getting Denny's home ready for sale in the Arrowhead area. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a nice home. It's 2,600 square feet, two-story. Got an incredible pool with a table in the pool, waterfall, self-cleaning, self-leveling, self-chlorinating. It is vacant now. We remodeled the bathroom, but we didn't remodel the kitchen. Nice tile and whatnot. But I haven't got one single offer.
Danny, what's the vintage of the home? When was it built?
87.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's got, I've got the high energy windows in it and brand new paint job on the outside. The landscape is beautiful. I mean, it's a nice home.
Okay. Well, Danny, you've given us some very specifics about your particular home, but John, I'm thinking that's probably not too unusual.
Right. You've got three things sell a home, and really only three things. Price is one of them, condition is one, and marketing is the other. Of course, realtors in charge of marketing, and hopefully we'll help you with the price. And then condition-wise, Chrissy, and some expertise there. Sounds like your home's in good shape. So, you know, Chrissy might have some just quick advice and thoughts.
Well, I have a question for you. First of all, is there any furniture in the home at all right now?
No, there is not.
Okay. Sometimes when buyers come in and they see just a completely blank canvas, it's a little bit, again, it's hard for them to envision what the home would look like and feel like to live in. So occasionally it's worth the investment to actually rent furniture to stage the house just like a model home, just so that people can see where will we sit? Where is the television going to go? Where will my bed, you know, be in this room? And sometimes it just helps to have a little bit of personal touches, not your own photographs and things like that, but just something that makes them feel like I could live in this space.
You also said it's been on the market for 6 months. Is it like a for sale by owner sign in the front, or does it have a listing?
No, it has a listing.
Yeah, so, you know, if we've got a market, right now our average days on the market's in the 70-day range. Anything beyond that, typically you're going to want to think about prices. Are we a little overpriced? What are the comps in the neighborhood? What is the competition? When buyers are looking at your home, you think about it like a buyer would. What else is available and what else is selling? And that could potentially be part of it as well.
And that's, you know, when I looked at the prices of the homes, I put it right in the middle of what the asking price of the homes were in that area. And what's killing me now is there's two more houses that came on the market that are my same model. They're not as nice as my home, but they're asking about $20,000 less for the house because they're wanting to move them.
Yep,
really,
and that's
fast,
and that's pretty effective. So, yeah,
that's the that's the pain of the objectivity of the market.
Right,
and we are attached. I mean, when he listed through the attributes of that home, you could tell he was still emotionally attached to that home.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. You love it, and who wouldn't? You know, it sounds like an unbelievable home. The challenge is very often people think that all the nice characteristics of their home are going to get them a lot more money, when often what will really happen is it'll help you sell faster, but it doesn't always translate into you being able to sell it for more than what the competition's selling it for. So it can be tough, and no one likes to drop their price. It just isn't fun for anybody. But very often that is the magic recipe, along with some good staging and marketing to get that property sold.
As well as talking to Chrissy about ideas, he could go to the Rosie Value.
Sure, rosiehomevalue.com. And plug it in. We're happy to take a look at it.
Double check it.
Yeah, and if you've got it listed, of course, that's great. Sounds like your realtor's doing their job, but we're certainly happy to take a look at it as well.
And Chrissy Brubaker from Studio K Design here. I want to talk a little bit more about this decluttering, because I'm having like an anxiety attack. Just, I'm trying to think, okay, if Chrissy walked through my house.
Oh, she's very nice.
Yeah.
She'll be very kind.
It's got to be hard.
It's difficult.
Emotionally attached. I mean, every piece of accessory we've got, the artwork, the the little things up in the shelves,
pictures,
books. Everything has, it's connected to some trip Jennifer and I took, mm-hmm. or some significant writing, or it's a first edition of Theodore Roosevelt, or.
And the beauty of all those things is that they get to go with you when you go.
That's true. Yeah.
So your things that you're sentimental about get to go with you to the next home, but those things are not going to be what people want to see when they walk through your house. So the personal items need to be the first to go. The things that probably you have the most sentiment attached to need to be the first things to get put away.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have to have Chrissy do it. you would say declutter, and then you'd come back a day later and you'd say, what'd you move?
and part of what we do is Chrissy will walk through and give you kind of all the talking points, but then also produce a report as part of our listing.
Hey, we've got some callers that want to talk to y'all. Romy, let's bring them into the conversation. Introduce them to Chrissy Brubaker of Studio K Design and Truve Antiques, as well as John Glutch from the Glutch Home Selling Team. Who have we got?
Joan in Prescott's got a question about her home. Okay. Welcome to the program. Beautiful area of the state.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. But I just got my valuation for next year, and it went up about $80,000. And I was wondering if that was typical or if that's something that should be questioned.
What is that as a percentage of what the home's worth?
It went from 315 to 393.
That's a pretty good bump.
You
may be able to take a look at that and talk with a realtor in your area to get a good look at it. And you can always challenge that, you know. But that's probably a little higher than I would have guessed.
I know people that challenge every appraisal, every one of those
valuation
they get. And invariably, when they challenge it, they come out ahead.
Yeah, they're not going to fight you real hard. If you have any kind of case, you're probably going to win. So that might be worth looking at. That does sound a little bit like maybe too high.
I think a lot of the valuations were slow to come down when the market was coming down as fast as it is. They don't seem to be quite so slow coming back up.
Right. They got on it, man. They hired some people, or I don't know what they did down at the county, but they're getting it worked out. So.
Yeah. That, for that price range, we're talking about 25% appreciation. I know Phoenix, being one of the stronger real estate markets in all of Arizona, had only about a 20% appreciation. That was over the last 18 months.
Yeah, and the taxes by intention are meant to be a little behind what values actually are. Yeah. And so if they're high, then you've got a pretty good case to fight there.
I'd fight that one.
Yeah.
And how would you fight that? Call the county.
There's actually professionals that'll do it at no cost out of pocket. You'll split the savings with them.
Oh,
yep. So just depends on how much work you want to put in, but it's not rocket science. So.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, we're gonna hit a quick break. 1-888-767-4348.
If you're looking to improve your